World Economic Forum. Private sector must lead the way in R&D. The government should allow the private sector to drive research and development and make it easier for people at universities to move into business, says the Secretary General of the National Science, Technology and Innovation Policy Office. Pichit Durongkavarot, speaking at a session on science, technology, and innovation at the World Economic Forum on East Asia last week, said it should be the private sector, not the state, that takes the lead in R&D. The government believes it shouldn't engage with the private sector, so it loses sight of the fact that this sector is what will move Thailand forward, he said. He added bluntly that public sector R&D efforts have largely failed and that Thailand needs to invest 4 times more in R&D than it does now. On average, investment in R&D by mid-level developed countries equals 1% of GDP. But R&D investment by both the public and private sectors in Thailand accounts for just 0.25% of GDP. There are currently 9 researchers for every 10,000 people in the country. That ratio must rise to 15 per 10,000 in the next 4 to 5 years, Dr. Pichit said. Bridging the supply and demand gap in human resources is also pivotal to enhancing R&D efforts. Dr. Pichit said the government should ensure a steady stream of researchers for private firms by revising old regulations that are shutting them out. Although there is demand for skilled researchers and professors for R&D purposes at private companies, outdated regulations make it impossible for such people who are working at universities and public institutions to take these jobs, he said. He urged the government to make it possible for researchers and professors from public institutions to work at private companies for 1 or 2 years. Poor communication between public institutions and private business also impedes the commercialization of new research and prototypes. Universities tend to be publication-oriented, as the number of published papers per year is one of the criteria for judging an institution's performance. Dr. Pichit said researchers should instead be given incentives to find commercial uses for their findings. We have been accused of violating intellectual property rights, and it's going to be like this for a long time unless we invest more in R&D for our own products.